Well, hello there. Welcome to Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your host, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com. And did you know that October marks the 10th anniversary of EE Journal? Okay, well, we didn't start with the name EE Journal. Our first website was actually called FPGA Journal. But yes, it's true. Not only that, this month also marks my 8th anniversary as EE Journal's dutiful news editor, webcast host, and head cheerleader. Thank you very much. I've absolutely loved my tenure here at EE Journal, and boy howdy, I can't wait to see what the next 8 years have in store for me. Well, especially the next two, because apparently I'm getting a Tesla for my tenure.
That's what you said, right? A Tesla? What a... No, a Tesla coil? That's not even funny.
Okay, I think I know the first thing I'm going to do with that Tesla coil. Let's look into the future a bit more, shall we? Your future. The future when you open up your mailbox and bam, there's your starter kit for PIC24F Intelligent Integrated Analog, courtesy of Microchip Technology. Yep, that's right, I'm giving everyone one more week to enter this intelligent analog nerdy giveaway. All you have to do to enter to win is comment on this week's Fish Fry page, and the future of your next intelligent analog design could be close at hand. Literally. All right, let's take a closer look at the future of our smart lives. No, not the holy moly, I just finally finished the New York Times crossword puzzle, Sunday edition. No, I'm talking about the innovation that's going to make our lives better, brighter, and even cooler than before. Which, as a whole, I must say, we engineers are pretty gosh darn good at. Let's chat with Diane Kibbe, Global Head of Community and the organizer of the Smarter Life Challenge at Newark Element 14. I want to ask her about Element 14's Smarter Life Challenge. What motivated Element 14 to create such a cool contest, how you can enter, and most importantly, what cool stuff you can win. Welcome, Diane. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hi, thanks. It's great to be here.
So, Diane, tell me about the Smarter Life Challenge. How did this challenge come to be, and what were the motivating factors to create this contest?
Okay. If you look at one of the core values of the Element 14 community, it's really to encourage new innovation and new ways for our community members to think about solving problems, and then us providing them with the tools to do this. So we run regular design challenges on the community, and we always try to focus on new areas of technology and a lot of new products that are coming to market. I mean, if you look at some of our recent challenges, our members develop new projects around wireless technology and energy harvesting, where a lot of new developments are happening. And if you look at smart home technology, it's another really fast-growing field that covers a huge range of innovation, things that simplify our everyday living, things that are aimed at reducing our energy consumption. And, of course, there's also a lot of those futuristic-type applications. Also, if you look at the smart appliance market, I mean, we've seen that it's expected to grow from $600 million last year in 2012 to $34.9 billion in 2020. We really saw this as a great next area for our members to pursue innovation.
Very cool. All right, break down the contest for us. How can my audience enter, and what does the participation in this contest look like?
Okay, so it's a pretty easy process. Applicants have until Monday, October 14th to go to the Element 14 community and submit their design ideas. Really just going on, logging what their inspiration is for their idea and their plans to use the Cypress PSOC 4 Pioneer Kit. After the 14th, we'll be choosing 10 competitors, and they will be sent the Cypress Kit as well as a budget of about $500 for different accessories they may need, and as well a 12-month license for CADSoft Eagle Pro. Then throughout their build phase, we'll ask them to blog their ideas, what inspires them, and the key challenges they're facing. The competition then runs through January 17th, at which point we'll pick the winner.
So, Diane, I saw some really cool possible projects that we could create for this contest. What were some of your favorites?
Oh, yeah, there are definitely some original ideas. Some of the ones that stood out to me, there was one that talked about a smart oven, which would switch off automatically when it detects your food is done, as well would send you a tweet rather than you waiting for the timer to go off and not hearing it. Another one I loved was the smart toaster. So it's basically having some sort of chemical sensors in to know when the toast or your bagel is being carbonized, and it stops the process. Saw that as a way of eliminating burnt toast from our lives. So my favorite was really the idea of a smarter car, and the idea that this could interface with our email systems on a long commute and notify me of schedule changes in my calendar, incoming messages, without me checking my smartphone. I thought that would be a great way to simplify many of our lives and was something we could all relate to.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Diane, I'm sure my audience is dying to know, what are the prizes for this super cool contest?
All right, so the grand prize winner is going to get an expenses paid trip to Embedded World in Nuremberg, Germany in February of 2014. This is really the largest trade show of its kind, and there they will actually have the opportunity to showcase their design at both the Cypress and Element 14 booths, and it's a great chance for them to network with their peers. They'll also get a gift certificate for our Element 14 online retail site.
Fantastic. I think this contest sounds super cool, and I'm encouraging all of my audience to go straight to your site and enter today. Okay, I think that's all I have time for. Thank you so much for joining me today, Diane. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thanks. The pleasure was on my side, too.
Okay, ladies and gents, let's turn our crystal ball to EDA mode. It's the little lever on the left. No, not that one. Yeah, there. Phew. Now, try to imagine a time when timing analysis isn't a gigantic pain in the neck and just makes you want to strangle. Well, anyway, try to imagine that day. Squint if you need to. It might help. What if that day was today, actually? What if sign-off timing analysis didn't have to be so hard? If that sounds good, you really should check out the newest episode of our Chalk Talk series entitled Cadence Tempus Timing Sign-Off Solution. I'm chatting with Ruben Molina about the special challenges of sign-off timing closure and Cadence's new Tempus Timing Analysis tool. You can watch this episode by clicking the link below the player on this week's Fish Fry page entitled Looking Forward to a Smarter Life, or by heading on over to the front page of EE Journal. In that lower right-hand corner, you'll find the Chalk Talk archives. Okay, how about more information about this week's nerdy giveaway? The starter kit for PIC24F Intelligent Integrated Analog. Need a little intelligent analog in your next design? Yeah, I know you do. This MP Lab starter kit for PIC24F Intelligent Integrated Analog is a comprehensive development kit featuring the PIC24F GC family of 16-bit microcontrollers. This family features advanced integrated analog, which reduces BOM costs, lowers noise, and has faster throughput. The board features an analog header, allowing clean analog signals to be accessed, preserving signal integrity. To complement the header, the board also features onboard sensors such as a light sensor, potentiometer, microphone, temperature, and capacitive touch. The custom LCD display features a 296-dot matrix array for text display and 17 special icons. Additional features include a USB host and device support, RF expandability, audio output via headphone jack, and onboard debugger/programmer. All right, if you want to enter to win one of these bad boys, just comment on this week's Fish Fry page on EE Journal. Just say, hey, Amelia, I want one of these kits. And bam, it could be yours. So, get commenting, folks. And remember, if you haven't already, you can like us at Facebook at facebook.com/EEJournal. You can also check out our tweets at EEJournalTFM and join our circle on Google+. Oh yes, and by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fry page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, including how you can enter Element 14's Smarter Life Challenge, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's fish frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, yes, I will be at Arm Tech Con in just a couple weeks, or the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, I especially love pinball, shoot me a line at Amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of October 11th, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.